A quick blush passed over her fresh young face as Holmes shot one of his keen, questioning glances at her. "Thank you for this information," said he. "May I see your father if I call tomorrow? I'm afraid the doctor won't allow it."
"The doctor?"
"Yes. Have you not heard? Poor father has never been strong for years back, but this has broken him down completely. He has taken to his bed, and Dr. Willows says that he is a wreck and that his nervous system is shattered. Mr. McCarthy was the only man alive who had known Dad in the old days in Victoria."
"Ha! In Victoria?
That is important."
"Yes, at the mines.
Quite so. At the gold mines, where, as I understand, Mr. Turner made his money?"
"Yes, certainly."
"Thank you, Miss Turner. You have been of material assistance to me. You will tell me if you have any news tomorrow. No doubt you will go to the prison to see James. Oh, if you do, Mr. Holmes, do tell him that I know him to be innocent."
"I will, Miss Turner. I must go home now, for Dad is very ill, and he misses me so if I leave him. Goodbye, and God help you in your undertaking."
She hurried from the room as impulsively as she had entered, and we heard the wheels of her carriage rattle off down the street.
"I am ashamed of you, Holmes," said Lestrade with dignity, after a few minutes' silence. "Why should you raise up hopes which you are bound to disappoint? I am not over tender of heart, but I call it cruel."
"I think that I can see my way to clearing James McCarthy," said Holmes. "Have you an order to see him in prison?"
"Yes, but only for you and me."
"Then I shall reconsider my resolution about going out. We have still time to take a train to Hereford and see him tonight."
"Ample."
"Then let us do so. Watson, I fear that you will find it very slow, but I shall only be away a couple of hours.